The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello there, everyone. This is Jethro Silverwing and the Jethro Silverwing Show for May 19th, 2009. Chilling out here. With me, as always, my love, my main girl, the girl downstairs, my wife, Oakland Jemma!
Hail and greetings.
How are you doing today, Oakland?
Good.
Anyone dead this week?
No.
Whoop, wait a minute. I think I need to turn up the volume. I was doing some recording this week. I think I may have adjusted the volume a little bit. Yeah, it's down. There we go. Let's turn that up. That should be much better. Check out my levels here. Hello. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, you want me to say it again?
No, we're all right. There we go. I think it's all right now. Perhaps, maybe. If not, I will turn it up even more. Okay, Clarney says it's all right. So here we go, it's the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 19th of May, 2009. The topic of this week's show is being a total bastard in service of the Overlord. With joining us this week is Akesha. Akesha, what is your rank in the Knights of Freeport?
I was recently promoted to captain.
You bastard. Also with us, the Lord Commander himself, Thaddeus.
Hello.
You don't sound evil enough. Make it evil. Come on.
No, I can't do an evil voice.
Oh, boy. I was kind of hoping you were going to come on here like, yes, this is Thaddeus. No.
Oh, no, that's the old guard.
So
it's a new day in Freeport.
So this is a new day in Freeport. This is a kinder, friendlier Knights of Freeport. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's why we have our propaganda unit.
I see. Yep. So instead of, you know, ripping people's spleens out and feeding it to their children, you'd what? Feed it to their puppy instead?
No, we'd just go straight for the children.
I see. I'm getting a message here from an anonymous listener who says it's the new Don't Ask, Don't Tell Freeport.
Luke and I love that one.
I'm also being told that I am the anti-Zan.
The anti-Zan, yes, exactly.
Dum, dum, dum.
Those of you who are listening for the first time, I know some people in the AB Leaders channel said you haven't listened in before. If you want to get in on the conversation, you want to join the channel guk.ogr. That's the Gux. That's the OGR channel on the Gux server, EverQuest 2. And of course, as always, I do not pay attention to the IRC channel from Online Gaming Radio. I just got too much stuff going on. If you want to contact me directly, you can send the tell to Jethal, that's J-E-T-H-A-L, on the Antonia Bale server. And, of course, Elquin is an incredibly hard name to spell, and she really shouldn't have made it so long.
Hey! I tried to get them to shorten it.
It took me a long time to figure out how to spell your name.
It's E-L-Q-U-I-N-J-E-N-A. Real easy. Elquin Jenna.
Now I say Elquin Jenna. I've heard you say Elquin Gina a few times, haven't I?
Yeah, I do both. So you it was Gina. Originally Gina, but everybody started calling me Jenna, and it was like, okay, fine.
Okay, so what you're saying is it goes both ways. You go both ways on that?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I go both ways.
We're here in
both ways is the best way to go.
Of course. We're here in the Knights of Freeport Hall in North Freeport, Antonia Bale server. Is Thaddeus still down here somewhere?
No, he's not.
Yep. I'm here, I think.
In the hall?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not on my tracking.
Are you the flirty little female Vertonga standing right in front of me?
No, I'm the troll.
Right now he's a Vertonga, but he was a troll a minute ago.
Oh, you're the troll horrifying mask.
It is horrifying. It's really gross, seriously.
I see.
You're not in your Thaddeus suit.
No.
I can be if you want.
Okay, Lyra in the channel is telling me that I never pronounce her name correctly. All right, is it Lyra or Lara? Let's get the pronunciations out in the open here.
I just call her Frostfellow.
But she, I gave her a plate of cookies earlier, and it said right on my screen.
She reamed me on my show because I said she was a Frostfellow, so I'm saying it again. Okay, I can't believe how many people mispronounce Akesha.
I say Akesha. But then again, I talk to you almost on a daily basis, so.
Right. A lot of people call her Keisha.
Mm-hmm. Liar? I'm being told it's pronounced Lihar. L-A-I-R-A-H.
Lirha? Is that it?
Well, I don't know.
Lirha?
Lirha?
Well, it's
But there's no H in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's L-E-R-A. It should be Lyra or Lara?
Probably Lara.
Lara.
Kind of like Laura, Lara.
I see.
I'm sorry, dear. You are a Frostella. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I get a faction hit for the Frostfell elves whenever I give her a plate of cookies. So, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Okay, so tell me, Knights of Freeport. I'm looking at you from the Kino side. You're just, evil bastards.
We are.
You post wanted pictures all over the place. Like you were saying before, the propaganda. It's like, she feeds babies to alligators. What?
No, we sell them on the block.
You sell babies on the block?
They make the most money.
Oh, I see. Now, see, the thing that got me about a few months ago, I think it was a few months ago, maybe it was just a month ago, whatever, you guys had put out some wanted posters about Xanadai.
Yep.
Saying that she wanted for kidnapping and torture of a member of the Knights of Freeport.
Yep.
Yep, that's correct.
That was Jethal. And Jethal.
No. Our information shows very clearly it was Xanadai.
She even
confessed.
Thaddeus, I walked into your office and I said, by the way, I have mask. What part of that says that Xanadai has her?
I believe that was the one we knew. We did know that. We did know that because we put up the poster about Xan because we knew it would bother Jethal to do it.
No. You're forgetting our own propaganda. We have a confession from Xanadai. It's obviously her. That you came into the hall and started boasting that you captured Mask, We're used to boast, but the truth is the truth, and we know Xanadai did it.
Zan lately's got blamed for an awful lot.
Yeah, we should try and recruit her. Her and Shard. I'd love to have Shard from the Vagabond Knights on our side.
Oh, dear God.
Excellent, excellent propagandist.
Yeah, really. You won't get Zan.
Now, I've already warned Zan and I what would happen if she ever switched sides and knew what she was doing. I'd kill her. You're obviously not right in your head and need to be put out of your misery. I would kill Xanadai if she crossed over.
She came from Freeport, you know.
Talking about her trip to Freeport. And yes, I'm apparently attracting people to your guild hall right now.
It's a good thing Mask is almost done with the decorations.
I will say they got big, nice, comfy beds. I'm perched on them.
But the bed in my house is better.
Well, this is the barracks. What do you expect?
Yeah.
There's still nice beds for barracks.
Mask is listening in. She's horrified now.
Okay, just remember, before the show ends, we trash the place, we rip off anything valuable, and make our way back to the hall. All right? Oh, wait! Oh, they can hear me. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Did we mention the extra guards that we posted at the door? You're not getting
that. Or the last guards that we executed because you broke in so easily.
We didn't execute just one. We executed the entire squad.
No, we left two alive.
All but two, yep.
Okay, excuse me. I'm going to go up to the front and kill your guards.
Again? We'll just get more. They're dime a dozen, yeah. You know.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, they are pretty cheap.
Yeah. We keep having to replace them.
I really like the Freeport Hall Guild Halls, you know.
I do. I think they do look better than the Kinos ones. Well, it really depends on your taste.
I really like it. I really enjoy the looks of it.
It's not so blinding.
We've actually been having a discussion lately about the Tier 3 hall.
Oh, good lord. I mean, is it textured at all, or is it just white?
I think it's... Don't know.
I've never actually been in the 3-tier Freeport hall. I'll have to do that.
It's neat.
Yeah,
it's really neat. It's got this fire pattern that goes around in the cool part.
Really, honestly, and we've discussed it quite a bit, it's just too big.
It is.
You know, at
Those
least
things are
here,
really huge.
The T2 for Knights of Freeport, honestly, is perfect.
Oh,
we run into each other.
Yep.
You know, you get in that great big Tier 3 hall, we're never going to run into each other.
Mm-hmm. It's the same with us. I mean, we looked at the Tier 3 hall. Nah, it's a fucking city.
Yeah,
It's a really nice layout here.
Well, the big thing that we like is the fact of it's in Freeport. You know, we're the Knights of Freeport. We're in Freeport. People can come to the hall if they have a problem. We had somebody come to the hall yesterday, just out of the blue, to make a report because they had been attacked in the city.
Hmm.
You know, we get stuff like that, random stuff like that all the time. People just will randomly come into the hall and make a report or something, and that's a lot of fun. If we're off in the T3 hall, we're not right in Freeport.
Right.
We feel detached from it.
You know, one of the things I do admire about the Freeport, you know, the people who actually make the effort and base themselves out of Freeport on the Antonio Vale server is they role play. And they role play often.
Yep.
I mean, you are not going to find... I mean, the Knights of Freeport, for those who don't know, actually have real patrols. They go around and patrol the city.
Yes, we do.
You're not going to see the Knights of Kino. I mean, no disrespect to Leonardo, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, but you're not going to see the Knights of Kinos do that.
We have a lot of fun doing that, too. And we might not have an actual schedule for it, and we might just randomly do it. But we do have people from the different clubs in Freeport who will actually send us a tell, or we see it in one of our channels. Hey, so-and-so, I've got a goodie here. You might want to happen to patrol this area.
Mm-hmm.
They call it setting off a silent alarm, as we've joked about it.
Right.
And we'll just make sure that one of our patrols, because Freeport is so big, and sometimes we only have two on patrol. So we'll just happen to send somebody that way. We've got, like, the Soulfire Club. I know most of the time Rakoth stands outside the door. That's kind of one of our we kind of bodyguard that one.
Hmm. Now, I know back when Karthazor was you know, head of the Knights of Freeport, I used to come into Freeport all the time and just kill every guard I saw. Ever since, you know, your restructuring and this, you know, and your patrols and stuff like that, I have not touched one of your guards. Because if you do find Jethel, I'm not doing anything. I'm just here. And here are my papers. I have a house here in Freeport. Here you go.
That'd only save you for so far.
Mask?
The one
I don't know
thing
anything
I will
about
say about...
I don't know anything about
the
Mask.
One thing I'll,
go ahead.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about Kinos, though, is that whenever we do go in and raid Kinos, there are a lot of guilds that will respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Freeport, pretty much it's us. And that, even though there is a lot of role players here, when it comes to actually defending the city, it's pretty much just us. We don't ever see any other people come and help participate. But if we go over to Kinos, you know, we've got Legacy of Honor, we've got the Vagabond Knights, we've got all their friends and buddies all ganking us. So,
yeah
that is one thing I'll say about Kinos. You know, they're very loyal to the city.
Yep.
And, crap, what was I going to say?
No,
of course, they're weak hippies, but they are loyal to the city.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little shaky when I made Akasha. She didn't start off as a Knight of Freeport, just kind of became that way. And I have had just an absolute blast. It's gotten to the point that Akasha has become my main. I really don't have quite as much fun on my good characters as I do over here. There's just so much activity all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say that's... I don't think it's Freeport itself. I think it's the guild itself.
Right. And that's actually one of the things that we're going to be doing with the Legion of Kithacor. As I put out a mass email to all of our members, and apparently some of our former members, because they haven't been taken off the list yet... that we are reorganizing the guild. And we're going to be a... you know, we've been casual for a long time. And it's gotten to the point where I think we've been too casual about things. And only, you know, a few of us have been active role players.
Right.
And I see what you guys... Believe it or not, the Knights of Freeport have inspired me to try to reorganize and get a bit more heavily. I'm not saying we're going to be a strict roleplay guild, because you guys are a strict roleplay guild.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, most of the time. You won't find many of us. Guild chat is always in character.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't... I enjoy the fact, and I know a lot of guilds don't like to do it, but we have an out-of-character channel, which I find fantastic to keep things separate. A lot of guilds do not like to do that, and I've had it both ways. I really enjoy the fact that we have a completely out-of-character channel. It keeps it completely separate.
We tried it with the Knights, Legion of Kithacor at one point, and it just doesn't work out for us. For the most part, we're okay with like keeping it in parentheses. For the most part.
Works.
And I realize that this changeover that we're going to be doing, and I'm seeing a few people in guild chat here saying that they didn't get that notice. Just go to the forums, into the guild only area, and you'll see a post there in the fire pit. I am going to be doing a bit of reorganizing. I've already reorganized the roster. What we're doing is, there's not going to be separate levels for people. You're either an officer, a guild leader, a member, or an initiate. But what I've done was, what I've done now, and I do have new icons that you can put on your UI for your guild window. Now what we have is everyone is broken down into their base classes. So like rank number... Rank number one is the scouts. They're the initiates. Then we have the Eyes of Kithacor, which are the scouts, the scout-based classes. The Fire of Kithacor, which is the casters. The Heart of Kithacor, which is the healers. And the Hands of Kithacor, which is all the fighting classes. And what we're going to have, we're going to have a captain for each rank. We're going to have a captain for each group. I guess kind of like the captains of yours, you're responsible for the people under you and hold meetings and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this is the way we had it, the Knights of the Holy Storm back in EQ1, and it worked fantastic, and I'm hoping it's going to work for us in the LOK.
I really enjoy the way Thaddeus has us set up with brigades.
Mm-hmm.
Being that we are a militia guild, it really works well.
Right. I mean, you guys are a military structure. Military rankings work for you. We are not a military structure. So
it works really well. Everybody, and I have to say, and everybody that comes into the guild knows what's expected when they get here.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to follow orders and we're not going to be able to do anything with them, we will remove them from the guild.
Yep.
Because it ruins it for everybody else who enjoys it. And I don't think we've ever really had anybody who doesn't conform. They know what they're getting into ahead of time. And we've had, honestly, quite a rush of people lately.
Oh, yeah. I've been really impressed with our recruitment.
Yep, that's another thing.
And, of course, I love our interview process, too. That's the best thing about our guild right now.
It is. That's hysterical. I think that's a very important part of what we do.
Yep, that's another thing that that we're going to be revamping is the way we interview people, the way we bring people in. And, you know, lately, I mean, for the last few months, basically ever since Zan and I left the Legion of Kithacor back a couple months ago, I've been handling interviews and stuff by tells. But that's not going to happen anymore. It's going to be face-to-face, role-play only. If you have to go OOC during the interview process, I honestly going to have doubts about you. You know, unless you have an OOC question like, hey, where's the website? You know, that kind of thing. But I've reworked.
Yeah, we do everything. 99% of our stuff is all done in character, even on our forums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pop up, they submit an application in character on the forums. It is answered in character. I think that's one of the things I love about KOF so much is the fact of it. It is all roleplay.
Yep. So I'm hoping the changes will do the Legion of Kithacor some good. Who knows? Maybe we'll come in here in force and take your guild hall. And
you could try.
Right.
Speaking of their guild hall, have you seen their arena?
Yes, I have. That's actually brand new.
I love it.
That wasn't here the last time I was in the hall.
It's very. It reminds me of a Roman Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
I really love it.
Oh yeah, it is nice.
They did a fantastic job.
Of course, Nicola is commenting in the OGR channel. Of course, I know the backstory. Nicola's after Akesha.
Yeah, Nicola is after Akesha. We're actually kind of in a big war with Clarity Muerte right now, his guild.
Perhaps we should join forces.
They are actually an evil vampire guild. They wouldn't go after KOF itself, honestly, but roleplay-wise, Akesha was taken,
mm-hmm.
and she was more or less Nikolai's slave, and she got out. She was with him for probably about, you know, roleplay-wise, a year, and she got out, and eventually she joined Knights of Freeport. Nikolai found her recently. She's been hiding, more or less. And he found her recently. So he's decided he wants her back. And so he sees the Knights of Freeport as taking his property.
Mm.
So he's going to take her back and punish them. So it's been quite
cool. The bad thing about Nikolai, though, is he's a Kuwata doll, too. As well as a vampire. So you can imagine his ego.
God.
We take property from people all the time. I mean, how do you think we actually fund ourselves? It's not because the city gives us money. But, it's interesting. A very, very interesting role player.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we have killed off one of his characters already, but there's many more to come. Yeah, we will end up taking, or at least attempting to take, the entire guild down before he kills too many more of our knights.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Sean has already lost his head. Amixia's thumbs were reattached this afternoon.
Nice.
he mailed those back to Akesha.
Now, that is something, and I know you and I, Akesha, have talked about this before. And that's there's just one thing I really don't like about the Knights of Freeport, and that's in my eyes, you go too far with your role play style. I know that it's all consensual. You ask before you do anything.
Yep, definitely.
But some of the things that I've seen you guys do,
we are definitely a mature audience guild.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
But anyone who is involved, for one, we will not do it openly. If we can't ask everybody in the area who might even happen to come across it, we don't do it. If everybody is not comfortable with it, we don't do it. But if everybody involved is comfortable with it and has no problem with it, we're off. Yeah, we'll go ahead.
Yep.
Because we are evil, and we actually enjoy being evil, and we don't really make any apologies for being evil.
No. Things in Kinos are not the same as they are in Freeport. I mean, what tiny little thing over here, like removing Amixia's thumbs and mailing them back, that honestly is a very common thing that you would find over here. You're not going to find that in Kinos. You do? They need to move over here to Freeport.
Well, you know, it's not like we know anyone that's, you know, removed the body part of one of your knights and given it to someone else. We don't know anyone.
No idea.
No one from Kinos would dare do that. But in all fairness, it wasn't me. It was my psycho Arisai. Sorry, I have a pocket psycho Arisai.
She's a mythical.
Everybody needs a pocket
assassin.
Psycho Arisai.
And Nikolai is crying because we've tortured and killed his Hollister.
Aww.
And I tell you what, they removed Akesha from the area because it kind of got to her, because Hollister is one of the ones that had messed with her. And they put her in the barracks, which is right next to the jails where they were doing it. And she could hear Hollister screaming as Leela tortured him. And she just laid there and smiled.
Nice.
You kind of enjoy it at that point. It's a sweet revenge sort of thing. So we only have a few more that Akesha wants, you know, their flesh ripped from their bones. Well, Tadius is the one who collects eyeballs.
Ew.
Well, yeah, of course I do. It's philosophical.
Yeah. Mom,
well, there's a reason behind it.
Well, I'm sorry, but Trinity has Max's eye.
Yep, she does. She's got Max's eyeball. Which came out, actually, in character the other day. And people freaked.
Oh, was that what I walked in on the last of the tail end of a conversation the other day?
No doubt.
And no one would tell me what they were talking about.
No, they wouldn't. It was horrible. She never said where she got it, other than the fact that she had it in a little jar. It brought up very oddly, and Trinity just said, "Yes, I have his eye." You do? And people just start freaking out.
And Xanadai has his tail.
And Xanadai has his tail.
I had to present gifts.
Trinity has no problem with that. I mean, for God's sake, she's a vampire. People are all grossed out and about this. Like, you really can't gross her out. Some of the things that she has done, I mean, blood and gore is nothing to her.
Exactly. Well, you know,
I mean,
torture-wise,
but just ripping someone apart in a bloodlust, I mean, that literally, that's nothing. So having somebody's eyeball, it's not an issue.
Well, you know, allow me to reiterate, you know, the problem I have with some of the stuff that you guys do is not a, oh, God, you're grossing me out. No. I just, you know, some of the things you do is just a little offensive, I think. Like you had Mask in the Stockades one day when I was playing a different character for you guys, you know, for a little role play, and you were going to emasculate him.
And actually, Leela was not going to do that. She was threatening to do that.
Oh, I see.
And Leela actually got punished for tortures of Mask.
Yep.
It's okay to torture people outside of the knights, but can't torture the knights themselves.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I said that to you, Akesha, a few days
yesterday.
ago. You were doing it to your own fucking guildmate. What the hell?
Well, a lot of people have a conception that isn't that the Freeportian RP way that they do stuff anyway? I mean, when you think of, you know, RP Freeport, you think really nasty, mean things, you know?
Well, yeah, but you don't, you know, threaten to cut off your own guildmate's balls, for God's sake. You know, that's...
We threaten stuff like that all the time. Hell, Akesha stabbed Mask yesterday.
Well, hell, yeah. Katesh stabbed Jethel.
Multiple times.
I took your knife and I shoved it in my own ribs. Like, yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Next.
Katesh actually stabbed Rolian. Multiple times.
He deserved it.
Yeah, oh God, he did. Once through both feet. I mean, he wouldn't stop. She's just like, you know, with Katesh, you don't touch her.
No,
that's just it. Do not touch her. She has a thing about being touched at all. She hates men. She doesn't want... With everything that's going on with her, you don't do it. And she warned him, which is much more than most people get. And she warned him multiple times, and he didn't stop. She just very calmly took out a dagger, showed it to him, told him he needed to back off. He still came at her. She just, with a flick of her wrist, thunked it straight down right through his foot. When he continued, she took out another, the exact same thing. Flunked it right down through his foot.
Well, he isn't going anywhere then.
No, exactly. Well, and then she backed off. Well, he managed to pull his feet out of the floor, pulled the daggers out of his feet, gave them back to her.
Well, that's just stupid.
Ew.
He's still under the mindset that it's okay, that she didn't mean it. She's just upset. She's like, no, I very much meant it. Back off, or I'm not going to be so nice the next time. Well, he didn't back off. She struck him with lightning and took both daggers and shoved them through his shoulders. She'd had enough. He wouldn't give up. She'd had enough.
And see, this is the type of people we want recruited. And where do they live? Kelethan.
Katesh actually lives in Kinos. And she, roleplay-wise, she really should not be there. She should be back in Freeport or Nariak. She ended up... I wanted a Templar at the time. It was an issue. She tried to stop her Arisai servant slave from betraying out. He was saving a child. And when she went to stop him, she was caught as well. And she was kicked out because of it. So she has always blamed this little Arisai for getting her kicked out of her beloved Nariak. So she really is in Kinos, and she shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite a hateful woman.
Oh, yeah.
To her, everything has a price, and if you're willing to pay it, no matter what it is, you can get what you want.
Yep, like Baraka's saying in the channel there, and I kicked Latesh out of the guild. Like, you leave her the hell alone. Okay, I'm sorry. And then he goes right over and does it again. Nope, you're out.
He tried to blow her up.
Yeah.
He tried to blow her up.
Hey, that's no fun.
Go up the Ivy Moon's Tavern.
Thaddeus has his dueling thing off. Come on, Thaddeus, bring it.
I have a question so I can't duel you.
I got a question for Thaddeus.
Sure.
You do know that Jethel threw me into the Farback machine once, right?
What's that? I don't even know what it is.
He's never heard of the Farback machine?
Nope. He's on odd hours as us. He's weird. One of the weird guys.
Yeah,
well,
but I'm a
the
Las
far
Vegas
back machine is what we've been using on Dwarf and Cheese It to go back and check on the weather in the past and stuff. And Jethel tricked me one time and threw me in there, and I ended up in old Freeport. And there was a stable boy that I happened to make fun of. And Jethel is not chiming in.
Yeah,
he's
on. What do you want me to say?
Well, Thaddeus is bringing me down in the duel here, so. I keep forgetting.
Which is really sad, because Salvius can kick my butt, and he's an Inquisitor.
Well, do you want to know the name of this stable boy that I met?
Oh, yeah.
His name was Lucan.
Oh, yeah, that's a myth.
That's a myth?
Now, don't you mess with me, Missy. I'll get you, Gleeman.
How can that be a myth when I was actually there?
Yeah, it's, you know, if you travel back in time, you always end up in some alternate reality. It's not our history.
Yeah, I inspected you and saw your gear. Nah, I'm not going to do much against you, really. Not with my arrows, anyway.
Yeah, arrows not so good, because I have a lot of ranged attacks, yeah. So
do you think you can explain that to the people of Freeport, because they blame the hell out of me?
Blame you for what?
For pushing Lucan down the path of where he is today.
Why would we blame you for that? He's a
The people of Kinos blame you. Not
blame
Freeport.
Me. Well, if Thaddeus doesn't believe it, then maybe he could talk to the people of Freeport and say that it's not true.
Yes, but the people of Freeport like you for it, is what he's getting at.
Well, he was just saying it was an alternate thing. That it was a myth that happened.
Of course, Lucan has always been a demigod.
Not when he was a stable boy.
Oh, Lucan's a punk ass. I have killed him so many times. Matter of fact, I'm camping to EQ1 right now. No, I can't actually. I've removed it from my computer.
Oh, that's sad. I still have EQ1 on my computer.
Needed the room.
I'm getting a lot of tells right now, and I have for like the last half hour.
For what?
Of a lot of people who want to role play with the Knights of Freeport and stuff. If you want to, just get a hold of one of us. Let us know what you want. Whether it be caught on patrol or some major story. We've got a lot going on, but we can always fit something and accommodate for everybody.
They won't do it. They won't do it. You won't do it. You won't do it for me. I've gone to Freeport many, many times.
That was an issue. I was dealing with something else at the time, and I passed that off at the time. But no, the best way, honestly, unless it's like an immediate, hey, I'm here sort of thing, go to our website. We're on Guild Portal. Let us know. And I'm sure we can work something out, even if it can't be, within the next day or two. Because we do have a lot going on.
Yep.
Too much going on at once, and just, you get people going all over the place.
All right, well, before we go much further and it gets out of people's minds, I'm going to go ahead and play that interview with Lucan the Stable Boy.
That was not quite an interview. You tricked me into that.
I did. Now, of course,
it's like, come here, I'm going to want to show you some push.
But, of course, Thaddeus and Xanadite will not be able to hear it unless you go ahead and turn on your Winamps and tune in to Online Gaming Radio.
Thaddeus, if you haven't heard this, you need to hear this.
Okay, I'll give you a few minutes to turn on.
No, I've actually been on Jethel's site, and I have heard it. It was hilarious.
Okay.
All
right,
and I still think it's an alternate reality.
Of course. Our Lucan has always been a demigod.
Your Lucan
not
has always been
then.
Your Lucan has been an ass munch, okay?
Well, we don't go into sexual preferences. This is the nude, don't ask, don't tell.
And all dresses are okayed by Lucan first, yes.
Of course. Because as we all know from the end of the Greater Fade Art Girls video, Lucan is a cross-dresser.
You were trying to... He was trying to get you to hit on him, too.
Pardon me, my lady. Is there anything... Oh, God, it's Lucan! Well, I don't know who this Lucan fellow is. Oh,
and then
God.
Lucan also has a thing for Coyote Sharptongue, so, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and play this skit here. And I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, hon, can you come over here for a sec?
Sure. Here I am.
All right, stand right there. I got a surprise for you.
You really? Really? A surprise for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one, two, gotcha!
Bringing you the stories that no one cares about. Our crack team of investigators finds the truth. From Freeport to Calavan, from Kinos to Miriac, this is NORAD Tonight Investigates with Elquigina Silverwing back in time!
Well, the far back machine malfunctioned. Like, that's a surprise.
Who are you?
And I got sent really, really far back.
How'd you get my signals?
Well, I'm sitting here with Lucan Delier, stable boy for Freeport Guard.
Hello there.
So, Lucan,
tell me,
do you have any plans for your future? Any goals, conquest, glory for Freeport?
Well, goodness, no. I'm just a lowly stable boy here. I'm happy staying in the stables with the horses and the sheep and the claim and the piles of manure.
Come on. Nothing enters your mind? Growing up to be a big and powerful...
Oh, well, my.
No thoughts of overthrowing the city officials and ruling with an iron fist?
What? Well, gracious me! That's treasonous talk there, Missy. My place here is making sure the horses are cleaned and shooed and ready for the guard to patrol the city and make a safe claim.
I gotta say, you are certainly not what I expected.
Well, how's that?
Well, I thought for sure I'd come down here to the stables and find a towering brute of a man. A real man.
I don't know who you're
who would take charge
to.
And do his will. Yeah, I was mistaken. You're nothing but a lowly worm of a boy who isn't fit to shine my boots.
Hey, now, you can't come down here and upset the horses like that. Well, I'll have you know that...
Stable boy, look. One of your horses left a present for you.
Well, this is a stable.
Hey, don't worry. I'll take my leave now.
Well,
this is Elquigina Silverwing reporting live from old Freeport. Jeez, maybe Miss History Book's got it all wrong. It doesn't seem like the Lucan we know.
Come down here and talk to me like that. Just making me so angry. I'll show them all. Overthrow and rule with an iron fist, huh? I like the sound of that. And then, when I do rule this city, that little lady, she'll say that I mean business.
Okay, and we're back. And we just heard the evidence that Elquigina fucked us all.
Thanks. It's sort of a paradox. If you hadn't shoved me in that machine, we don't know what would have happened if I ever didn't go back.
Hmm. So what we need is to throw you back in the machine to bring you back to a year ago when I threw you in the machine the first time, and then completely destroy the space-time continuum, and then the shadow beast will rule the world. Wait a minute, I did that wrong. World!
See... You know, people from Kinos are blaming me for the way Lucan is today.
People from Kinos are flaming anyway, they just don't want to admit it.
Hey!
Oh, see, now they won't let me even go near... Too late, I've been to Queen Antonica, and she didn't say diddly squat to me, so
this
there.
Is awful. Teddy's is rubbing off on me, you see this problem? She called somebody an Inky in character the other day, many times. I guess she now calls them Inkies. She's one herself.
No, you're not. You're one of the boys.
Yeah, really.
No, I talked to Queen Antonica, and she was fine with me, so...
Queen Antonica's fat.
Not fat. She's just sort of pudgy.
pudgy.
No, no, sure. She's not sort of pudgy. She's fat.
I guess she's pudgy.
She's hot, baby.
Wow.
Sure, I guess she's pudgy.
And I'm
They don't want me to go back in time to the young Queen Antonica. I see. No worries.
Well, yeah, that would just be dirty.
I'm being told the pot calling the kettle black.
Besides, wait a minute. Kasu from Antonia Bale is actually bringing up a good point. Kinos does not have a queen. She is not a queen. Antonia is her rank.
Antonia
is actually her rank. So there.
Yeah, that's all semantics. She's the queen.
But I'd go back in time and do her. Haha. But then again,
I had pimples back then too.
But I'm again,
embrace.
I'm a dirty old man, so.
The far back machine's in pieces now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I took it apart a while ago to make something else. And actually, I think I took it apart to make our spa, so. Which, by the way, anyone is welcome to come to the Legion of Kithacor Hall and South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server and hang out in our spa. We have a spa. So,
do you guys have a hot tub or anything in here?
No, they don't.
Are you crazy?
What?
But they do have a torture room.
We have a shower.
Shower. God.
You have no place to gather together, take your clothes off, and get wet?
No. Why would we do that? We get sweaty together. Why do we need to get wet?
Yeah, we're the militia. There's no... Remember the whole don't ask, don't tell?
No, we're exposing it all right here today.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Hey, you know what? You know what? As guild leaders, I think Taddeus and I can both agree, sometimes it's good to be the leader.
And whoever drops the soap first is in trouble.
Not going to be me, buddy.
I'm not even sure two people can fit into the shower at one time.
Okay, let's see. I'm in the shower area. Okay, everyone pile in. Let's wreck their shower.
No, we just need Kruger down here.
Oh, God, no. If Kruger's down here, I'm getting out of the shower.
Did you see how fast he ran out of the shower?
I know, right? What's wrong with Kruger?
His wang is bigger than Mask.
No, honestly, I think you guys should
have married him.
I think you guys really should think about having a hot tub. It's a nice, relaxing place to,
exactly. We don't relax.
You guys don't always.
We have Mass. He can procure us prostitutes. So, when we need to...
So could Jethel, but you just have to ask him nicely.
That's the big thing over here. Mass keeps...
Well, see, Mask, I can just order him to do it, so I don't need to ask.
Yep.
It's an ego thing.
Why do you think Jethel has a room at the Jade Tiger right next to the courtesans?
Right next to him. They hang out by his door.
Actually, if you haven't been to my house at the Jade Tiger, I invite all the Knights of Freeport down, because it's actually something I've been trying to roll out with Akesha, is, that the Jade Tiger has a haunted room that no one ever goes in. No, don't go in there. It's freaking haunted. Don't go in there. And if you go in, lo and behold, there is a phantom floating around. And the place is wrecked, it's destroyed, and it looks all haunted and ancient and stuff like that. But the back room's all boarded up. And that's Jethel's love nest. But you guys can't get into the back room because it's all boarded up. And even if you ask that's one of the reasons I kind of want someone to go screwing with Jethel while he's in the Jade Tiger. It's like, oh yeah, well, let me see your papers. All right, here you go. All right, J Tiger, room 7A. And then everyone in the J Tiger goes, that's the haunted room! But no.
So now I've got to ask, why did you want Akesha to go? She's married.
Well, she's the only one that I roleplay with, on a regular basis. So I'm like, hey,
Are you sure it's not because you want her to give you an inspection?
Are you kidding me? She's married to the biggest ogre I've ever seen. I'd fall in.
I I find it hysterically funny that at this point nobody messes with Akesha, not only because she's such a nasty bitch, but because of who she's married to.
About to get into my sack of goodies here. Today's show has been brought to you by Hershey's Miniatures. Actually, this isn't Hershey's Miniatures. Whatever it is, I'm eating miniature Twix. I love miniature Twix. And for those of you thinking to yourself, aren't you on a diet? Yes, I'm on a freaking diet.
Well, why are you eating Twix?
Because they're good.
They're small Twix, though.
I haven't been to the gym in like 4 days.
Well, that's because you damn near kill yourself. I'm waiting for you to send me a text message from the gym. Well, I burst into flames today. I walked into the gym and splurted blood from every orifice of my body.
It's not that bad.
We had a ding in the channel.
God.
We had a ding in the channel.
Oh, did we? Where? Oh, Galden from the Antonia Bale server is now a 69 weaponsmith, which really does fit in with the conversations we've been having. 69 weaponsmith. Where the hell? Oh, there we go. There's your bling. I'm sorry, but that trade skill ding is just so anticlimactic.
Isn't it?
Here it comes. Damn it! Although you have to admit, when you hit level 80, it does get more exciting.
It's blinding.
You have one more.
Oh, Aleva, however, it's pronounced trade skill ding 41. What are you? What trade skill?
Aleva. You're the one that's supposed to be good on names.
Well, it looks like Aleva to me. Who is Oliver Rabbit? I don't know. But what trade skill, Aleva? Leave a provisioner. All right. Level 41 provisioner, and there's your bling. Got a lot of people in this hall here today. And they're all here to see the Knights of Freeport. I have made you famous.
Our hall is actually decently busy.
Ours used to be.
The biggest problem that we have had, and it's been over the last few months, and Teddy's actually did something about it, in character even, is people don't pay attention to the NPC guards.
I do. I roleplay kill them.
It's just, so many people think they can just walk right into a guild hall. And really, you can't. They're guild halls and stuff for a reason. We buy the guards, we put them there. They're not decorations. They're NPCs. They're there.
They don't say nothing. They don't jump out in front of you.
No, but now, what's the point in having them?
They just look at you.
Now, on PvP servers, don't they attack? I thought they were supposed to be set up that way.
I believe so.
That's cool. But every time I've ever roleplayed that I've gone into the Knights of Freeport Hall, with the exception of, like, now, because it's completely OOC, and the time that I actually had a scheduled appointment to see Thaddeus, I've always snuck in. And Jethel's not an ordinary ranger. Sorry, your guards can't see me. However, you do have a character who can see spirits.
Yep.
Now, he could see me. Matter of fact, I would probably I would probably be so bright to him that he would claw his own eyes out trying to stop seeing me.
Oh, he's crazy anyway, so he probably wouldn't. He'd probably just try and chase after you.
Now, he'd be like, Lord Commander... Or Commander, an entire forest just walked into your guild hall.
No, it's just so many people just waltz right in. I mean, it's one thing to come in there with good intentions and only stay in the front hall, you know, and call for someone. That's totally different. The guards are not going to immediately attack you.
Mm-hmm.
But for people just to wander through the hall, in character, wander through the hall, we've got no idea who you are. Plant a bomb or whatever, you're going to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's anyone in the hall or not, the NPC guards are there for a reason, and you're going to be stopped. There's many times that us ourselves will walk from room to room and we'll greet our own NPC guards.
And I think that's
because
great.
Because we treat as though they're there.
I really do. I think that's fantastic. By the way, 40 seconds before a god shows up in your guild hall, I want to see if it's going to be Khazix Thul or Inaruk. That's what I'm guessing here.
Better not be Inaruk.
Well, let's find out.
Or if it is, he better speak common.
For God's sake, I hope it's not Quelios. You guys will terrorize her. What? Quelios is a little girl. I don't want to see her in here.
Yeah, that's one of Thaddeus' things. It's common only language in the halls.
Hmm. Okay, 10 seconds. Let's see who's going to show up.
Any other language, and you can be punished for it.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Who's going to be? God, it's Quelios.
Oh my God!
Mask, you get your filthy hands off of her. Mask can keep his filthy hands off that little girl. Barrick is flirting with her. Come on, she's like 10. What are you doing?
Well, she's a tall 10-year-old. Come on.
Now, of course, the way this works is the band plays for 5 minutes, and for the last 2 minutes, a god will show up. So I'll launch it again in a minute here. But anyway... Have you ever seen the Bertoculus model? Oh my!
Yes, it's gross.
Oh my God! It's a rotunda that's rotting.
It's gross.
It's this bubbling green pus and stuff. It's like, ah! I almost want to talk like Hank Hill from King of the Hill. Ah! That rotunda just ain't right. You know what I found really interesting about this, the Valhalla's tribute band? It will follow me. If I launch it and then gate to the guild hall, they'll follow me to the guild hall. You cannot escape
the
tribute band.
They're like Shorty, huh?
No, I wish they would follow you within the same area. You know, they'd just follow you around, be your own little minstrel band. Sir Robin ran away, brave, brave Sir Robin. Yeah, I would love that. Okay, this is just about over here. And Quelios goes bye-bye in 2, 1, pop. Well, maybe not. Oh, that's right, she leaves at 5 seconds.
I was going to say, she likes the damn thing.
There she goes. And we'll launch this again. I think it would be really fitting to get a... What do you think? Get a picture of Thaddeus and Inaruk or something, or... Actually, no, that would be Nariak. So, no, you don't want a picture of Thaddeus and Inaruk.
Rayozak.
Hmm? Raylos. Raylos.
Raylos.
Now, see, that's what, you know, we have, you know, we kind of have unwritten rules about deity worship in the Legion of Kithacor. Because of the lore of Legion of Kithacor, of course, we do not want followers of Inaruk. Because Inaruk's the person that damned the forest. But, of course, there's, like, no way to test that, so...
Well, over here, if you ask any one of us, there is no god above,
Lucan.
Lucan.
Lucan de Lair!
And that actually has come up in an interview. You know, who
in several interviews.
Yeah.
God.
I tell you, I am just really glad that Akesha never had to go through an interview. Really glad.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So during your interview process, you ask who they follow, and it better be Lucan?
No, it really depends on the answer. I mean, we've seen a lot of different answers. Our interviews are hysterically funny. Almost never do we do it just one-on-one. Mm-hmm. We bring a group of people in. Usually, rank knights or higher.
Cool.
And whoever's the highest rank at the time is the one who kind of takes control of the whole thing. But they're giving everything from scenarios on what would you do to we want to know where your loyalties lie, who your family is, and where their loyalties lie.
My family's dead.
And of course we want to know if you're a cultist.
Yes, an occultist. A terrorist.
An occultist?
My all-time favorite. I've seen everybody who's come in for an interview. I have seen get in, even some that I wasn't too quite sure of. But the best one, well, I can't remember his name. We killed Boomba.
Oh yeah, the ogre. What was his name? I don't remember.
You killed Boomba?
Yes,
of course
Akesha,
he did.
Akesha assassinated. Or,
well, no, they were poisoned.
Executed.
His pickles were poisoned?
Of course they were.
Yeah.
But, need to read our propaganda paper more often.
I like Boomba's pickles.
Well, and you know
well, that's
what?
Okay. Boomba, the, like, 28th or whatever, took over, so.
Oh, wait a
still,
minute, wait a minute.
There's still.
God
there's plenty
spawning,
of Boombas.
God spawning in 5, 4, 3. Please, not Janair. Not Janair. Oh, where?
Brother
Raylos.
Zach.
Oh, Raylos is here. Where is he?
He's over there to the far side.
Oh, he popped up behind Melindari. Melindrin? He popped up behind Melindrin.
Melindrin.
So there we go. So go ahead and get a screenshot of Tadius and Raylosek. I think that would be kind of cool. Yeah, he's flexing, yeah. What, are you trying to seduce him or something?
You never know.
Raylos is
an
ogre.
He's probably an orc. He doesn't look like a human, so... Yeah, not for Tadius.
Now, Raylos is an ogre. I mean, an orc. No, he's an ogre. That's right.
He's a short ogre.
Innaruk is a troll. I would still when they actually do bring Illyrissi into the game, I really hope they add her to the list of gods that spawn as part of this. I'll bet she's gonna be hot.
Oh yeah.
You think anybody's hot?
No, not really. That troll that was here earlier? Nah.
No. Oh god.
No. Ogres? No. Karens? You know, Jethel has never slept with a Karen.
All that hair.
I know, he's more into the shaving. But anyway. But, you know, they're sexy in their own way. They're certainly as.
Yeah, I don't think
you can
taste the hair. I've seen pictures of you with a whole bunch of little ratongas. And they were hairy girls.
No. That was a photo
don't
shoot.
Tell me
a... That was a video
shoot. Yeah, right. That's what's called now.
Okay, I admit it. Tosta and I have had an affair.
Oh, Spindle's going to be pissed.
No, I'm kidding. Kidding! Jethel and Spindle don't like each other that much as it is.
You know what? I'm not sure Spindle and anybody like each other that well.
Here I am. I'm trying to catch Mask. I am tearing up the Claymore Tavern... throwing stuff aside to get to Mask, and the freaking Vagabond Knights stop me because they think I'm attacking a Karen child. God,
you were attacking a child. It was just Mask Junior.
I told you it was Mask and an illusion, you idiots! And Spindle just, you know, works on his lures, and he's like, oh, I'm just going fishing. You jackass! Yeah.
And no picking on the Frostfell Elf who just came in.
Now,
well, the one who says they're not a Frostfell.
Personally, I have absolutely no problem with Spindle. In fact, I think the Vagabond Knights are great. They're good role players. I like them a lot. But Jethel,
they're hilarious role players.
Oh yeah, they're great. But Jethel, in a role play sense, he just has a problem with Spindle. He really doesn't have a problem with the VK. It's Spindle. Of course, when he was dating Trin. He had a problem with the entire VK, because the VK are, you know, vampire hunters. But, anyway.
He has not, since Trinity has been back, he has not said a word to her. He's shown up when she's been somewhere, and she just very quickly leaves. You know, doesn't want the issue, so she very quickly will duck out or leave. And he doesn't say a thing. None of the VK have actually said a thing to her.
Now, look at Lyra. Does that not say Frostfell Elf? Tadius, look at this Frostfell Elf here. You're not even in the room. Where the hell are you?
Oh, he's there. I see him.
I'm right by.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Well, I'm right by. She's a little blue. And I mean, that outfit is just indecent. She'd be arrested. It's pink.
Yeah, Akasha, at least for her wedding, wore one of those in black.
Well, you know, it would be indecent if she was human wearing that color. Because, you know, it would be kind of a flesh tone.
Well, no, pink with a dark red hat and a green cape. That's just wrong.
Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the new Don't Ask, Don't Tell Knights of Freeport, and Thaddeus is commenting on other people's fashion. I think we've made a breakthrough. We have made a breakthrough.
We're all about uniform. If you actually deal with the Knights of Freeport, 99% of us are in uniform all the time.
They get yelled at if they're not.
If they are on patrol or they are on duty at all, they are in uniform.
You guys are a military installation. That makes sense.
Yep.
Legion of Kithacore don't want to, you know, cause attention to themselves.
Right.
So we blend into the crowd. It's like, hey, wait a minute, someone stabbed me. What?
Well, that's like a catch right now. I mean, we've even gone as far, and it's actually, you know, quite funny for the fact of normally she wears the hard metal armor.
Mm-hmm.
Because that we've role-played the fact that she is pregnant right now, she doesn't fit in that. So we've actually moved her over to the uniform robes.
Mm.
But she still, because she's still on duty, is in uniform.
Now, our guards, we do have a few guards in the Legion of Kithacore Hall. They are in the Kithacore armor, aren't they, hun?
Yes, they are.
You're in the Kithacore
armor? Head to toe.
Yep. I think my outfit looks better.
Yeah, but...
Yours does look better.
They need to be in the Kithacore armor, sorry.
Well, they need to be, but not me. I like... When it comes to fashion for me, Jethel does not like being restrained. You notice his arms are bare outside of those half sleeves. They're very form-fitting, and Jethel always loves showing off his ass. Because Jethel's got a nice ass. Don't you think, hon?
Yes.
All right, Brell.
And Brell just showed up.
It's a little bony.
Jethel's ass is not bony. Jethel runs at full speed.
Looks pretty bony.
Okay, you're commenting on people's fashion. This is the new Don't Ask, Don't Tell Knights of Freeport, and now you're commenting on my ass. I think
like
we're
I said,
making
don't go in the shower and don't drop the soap, Jethel.
Good God. So, yes, we have Brell Cyrillus dancing with Rowane from the Legion of Kithacore. No, but when it comes to uniforms and stuff, I've never liked pants that hide your ass. You know,
I don't like the flat
thing.
I don't
like the ones with the skirts.
Right, with the skirts.
Yeah,
I mean,
with the little skirts on them. I don't much care for it myself. I know the faction stuff over here, mm-hmm. which is what most of our people are in, has the flap on it.
Yeah, I don't dig it.
So, I don't much care for it. Here, and actually here, let me put it... Well, Teddy's has it on. I don't like the big arms.
Hmm.
I've never liked the large shoulders. I know you like them. I don't like them, especially on Akasha. I don't like it at all. Yeah. But it's uniform, so I'll wear it.
Yeah. And Jethel has two outfits, actually. So here's that one. You know, this is what I call my dark armor. This is the one I go hunting with. But for anything official or, you know, any gatherings of the Claymore Coalition or whatever, I have my white outfit, which is pretty much just a white version of what I was just wearing.
Well, I won't judge a Freeport guard till I see the length of their flap.
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord. Whoop, gotta launch this again. There we go. By the way, anyone playing around here. If you want to, you can hail Elon, the guy in the center there. And you
the
can,
cute little halfer in the center.
Yeah, the halfling in the center there. And you can actually buy for 6 silvers. They will play whatever song is on their playlist.
You can take that with you and play it later.
Fair warning.
It's like an MP3 player.
Yeah. Fair warning, Domino's theme is the Rivervale theme from EQ1. So if you're not into halfling polka, you may not want to choose that one.
Rothgar's is good. So is Jindrax.
Hmm. Okay, so if someone wants to join the Knights of Freeport, what are they? Can they come see you in person? Do they have to go to the Guild Portal site and apply there, or can they just come?
They have to go. They do have to go to the Guild Portal website because we take the in-character application there and base some of our questions off of that.
All right.
So yeah. I mean, they can tell us first, and we'll direct them to the Guild Portal website. As soon as that's done, then I or one of the other officers will respond to that initial application, and then they can have an interview anytime after that.
Hmm. Oh, Domino's listening in. I see you're in the channel there. Hello, Domino. I just want to throw this out there for Domino. I mentioned it either last week or the week before.
Domino.
I think what would be really interesting... you know, we got talking about titles at one point, like Thaddeus says Commandant, Mask says Richter, but, you know, or Vanguard of the Blade under the name. What I think would be really interesting at some point would be, how about putting the your guild's rank in there with your name?
That would be fantastic.
I would love to actually have it say...
Captain Akasha Elvenslaver.
Right. But, well, you can get Captain, I think.
Well, you'll get that Captain from the Sea Fury Buccaneers.
Ah, but... Whoop. I think some... Uh-oh. I need to put my music back on here. We ran
it's the
long.
The green button.
We ran long. I was expecting a music break by now, but we took a break earlier, so... There we go. Got music back going there. All right.
There's actually a special thing with that Vanguard of the Blade, too, with us.
Right. And, but, yeah, I mean, I would love to see Jethel Silverwing, Bow of Kithacor, because that's my title. So, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. She can, like, take notes or whatever.
Ignore you.
Ignore me. But I also know that's not her department. But I'm sure she works with people who it is their department. Karana has shown up in the hall. Let's hope he makes it rain and ruin all of your stuff.
I agree with her. It would probably lead to some rather unfortunate titles. They would have to have some sort of control as to what sort of titles you can and cannot create.
Yeah, you'd have to put, you know, like the...
There would have to
like
be a name
policy.
Filter attached to the current...
Yeah. But I'm just throwing it out.
I don't know.
There.
Is there one at all in there already? Have you tried using some foul names for titles? For ranks yet?
No. I mean, I can try that right now, but I don't think it would actually work. I mean, I don't think they have a filter on it. Let's see. We'll change our initiate to the assholes.
No.
And see what happens. To the asshole. There we go. Nope, it didn't. It did not filter it.
Well, it did not filter it, so that's
okay,
the problem right
that.
There.
But then again, you can't filter ass because then you'd filter out class. You know what I mean? I mean, you saw that problem in Free Realms.
Yeah.
Well, the other problem, I think, is that for some of the titles like Captain, Commandant, Duke, you know, those titles that you actually have to do a lot of faction grinding for... I know a lot of guilds use similar titles,
mm-hmm.
and I think there would definitely be a conflict there as well. I mean, because if you see somebody who has a captain title, I mean, Thaddeus will salute them out on the street because he figures they're a naval commander. But, you know, if it's just a guild thing, like captain for Akesha, it has a totally different meaning. So I don't know if that would even be viable just from that perspective.
Just an idea.
They'd have to have some safeguards in place, and in such a way that it's not going to be a burden as far as waiting for people to approve or whatever that. It would have to be some preset things already.
Okay, I do have an order. Shiver is here. Shiver is our Snowball Ixar.
Well, that's his calling card.
Shiver,
a snowball at you and you shiver. See, get it?
Shiver! Pelt the Knights of Freeport all with snowballs! Get him!
He did. He got me already.
I have 80 snowballs on me. Let's do it.
I have access to my bank here, so...
There, take that, Thaddeus. And now you've been turned into a goblin. What the hell?
It's okay, now I'm throwing fruitcake.
I'm just curious to see if the goblin actually shivers.
Oh, alright, let's see. No, I don't see anything. Try it again. Nope, no emote. You get the snowball on your face, but that's about it. The kinder, gentler Knights of Freeport.
Yes.
Someone ought to get video of this. Elkman, get video of this. We'll make a propaganda film about the Knights of Freeport. Come to the Knights of Freeport and enjoy fun snowball fights.
I don't have the camera set up.
And you know what? I'm going to do it now because I'll probably never be able to do it again. I'm going to hit my Lord Commander with a snowball.
There you go. Wait a minute.
And a fruitcake.
This is Lord Lucan de Lair. Callius, you are a sissy little thing.
He made me fall down.
Yeah, I saw that.
What ability is that?
It's a Shadow Knight ability, isn't it?
Yes.
Hmm. Yep.
He does that. He does it all to us all the time. He'll do it in character, too.
Oh, I know. He did it to, I was the person behind Kovash. The guy that was found with Akesha.
Oh,
and
no.
You guys did it to me. Oh, you didn't know that, huh?
No, and...
He tried to attack... Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, I tried to punch you in the throat, actually. Well, Mask has gone Link dead. Now we can do things to him. Let's pants him.
No.
Oh, he might like it.
You know, yeah.
Very true. Aliva's recommending maybe showing the standard guild insignia by the names. Only problem I would personally have with that was I just actually changed the guild insignia graphics to match with our new ranking system. Yeah, that would kind of screw me up. But I have actually altered the, the brackets around the person's the NPC's name if they're heroic or whatever. I've actually changed those. I don't know if Elkman's actually using my UI as it's meant to be anymore.
Sort of.
But have you noticed that they're actually brackets of leaves now?
Not on my version.
Of course not. You hate my
No, I just don't like the bottom part.
What I actually want for the hall is to be able to put a stupid statue in here of Lucan de Lair. I don't know why we can't put the Queen Antonia or the Lucan de Lair statues in the guild halls. Just in the houses.
I haven't checked
them. They'll let you.
I would like to see player housing in here.
So would I. I mean, I think that would be kind of cool.
I don't
yeah,
see
that
why
would be really
can.
Good.
I really don't see why we can't.
The only thing I can think of is that, you know, those are new account. I'm not sure. Do new accounts still get those? Because they were like a specific item that you got when you created a new account completely. And if you picked the first side that you picked, that's the statue you got. They're a tradable item. They would have to probably make them no trade, but then that defeats the purpose of, the way they are now.
But I have my statue of Antonia Bale
in my Freeport love nest.
Yeah, love nest, yeah. None of my little love nests have been used a lot lately. But yeah, Jethel's trying to get a house in every city. I have, of course, the Guild Hall in Kinos. I have a house in Nerriac, Freeport, and Kelothin.
Yeah, I would just love to see the player housing in the Guild Halls. I mean,
I would love that. I think that would be great. You know, make it just like the door. You know, like, you know, the port back to your guild hall door.
Yeah.
So you can place it anywhere you want, but make it, you know, in hall housing. I mean, even if it's only like a one bedroom.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't have to be very big. It could even be the one bedroom.
But I would like to see it. Mm-hmm.
What did I miss? See what?
Oh, we're talking about in-game housing in, like...
In the guild hall.
In the guild halls. I would love to see that.
I think it would be great.
You kind of have your, you know, you kind of have your housing in the guild hall. As long as you have the portal to your guild hall. Mm, I mean, to your housing.
But no one can visit you, is what we're saying.
Yep.
When they originally come out and said that they were going to have a portal to player housing, I was hoping that they were going to have, you know, like, oh, right click on it, oh, let's go to this person's house, you know, that kind of thing.
That would be nice, too. But then again, doing that, you wouldn't have, well, like here in Freeport, you wouldn't have the people traveling the streets.
Very true.
That would kind of put us out of a job a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't actually given permission by the Vagabond Knights. Mm. If one of their members is found in Freeport, and I'm really glad they went ahead, because we won't mess with people unless they really want to be messed with. You know, if we start to and you don't want to, just tell us. But we were actually given permission from Spindle of the Vagabond Knights that any of his people, any vagabond found on the streets in Freeport or any of that where we commonly patrol, and they are not in disguise, they are openly vagabonds, you know, wearing their cloak, we have permission to beat the crap out of them and arrest them.
Nice.
Which is great, because we need to catch one anyway, so we can sell them back to the Vagabond Knights as masks.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's an idea, making it so on the portals, you could pick the guild member's house that you wanted to visit, but then I don't know, that's might be a logistic problem, because depending on where a person's house is.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a thought.
Because right now, the portals work as, the way I figured it, the way the portals work now, the way you can use it is because it ports you to a place that you're tied to on your account.
Hmm. By the way, speaking of stuff like what you worked out with the VK, as long as you ask permission of the character first, go right ahead with the LOK. We're trying to get jump started back into heavier role play, and if they're in Freeport without a disguise, I say they can be arrested. Unless, of course, they have papers like Jethel does. I have a house here! I've had this house for 700 years.
That won't always save you.
I'm not doing anything.
Depending on what happens. Yeah, the other thing we do around here is we do house inspections.
And guild hall inspections.
Yeah, and guild hall.
And what do you look for when you inspect?
Seditious materials, paintings like of Queen Antonia Bell, books that are obviously of Kinosian origin, things like that.
Oh, books too, huh?
All right, you guys aren't allowed in my place.
We will go through your bookshelf, book by book. We will go right through them. We can obviously nothing can be game mechanic wise stored under the bed, but yeah, we open trunks, look under beds, and we'll send you a tell. You know, what did we find under here?
Hmm.
And we have found things in people's houses that they didn't think about it when they put it there. You know, a book or something that they really didn't think about. You know, welcome to the Citizen of Kinos book. You know, they didn't think anything about it. It was just an extra book. Now, we go through them. And some of them, you know, if we're not sure what it is, we'll read through a little bit. And if we find it to be something that shouldn't be there, we'll confiscate it. And we'll tell you, you know, you can't have this. And the
and
book
we'll
is
burn it, basically.
Yep, burned. And Tidius pays us.
Wait a minute. Barak is saying that the Knights of Freeport Hall have paintings of Knights of Mar.
Of course, the retreat of the Knights of Mar.
Yep.
No, you guys are just a bunch of hypocrites.
No, they were retreating. They lost.
Hypocritical, self-righteous bastards.
Well, yeah, that too, but...
I was going to say, it's all right. You're going to tell us now?
They're daring you guys to come check out all my books. But the only thing is, you guys aren't going to touch my books. I collect them. Good, bad, indifference. I mean, I've got the Troll
cookbook.
If you've
got that many books, I don't even know that we could go through them all.
But you know what the thing is?
Oh, God.
It's a trap.
She does, too.
It's a trap. If you enter Elquin's house, you cannot leave.
No, you can't leave the normal way. You will not be put back into Freeport.
Well, they would. They'd be put back into their own house, into their guild hall. You can't exit back to Freeport.
Yep, it's a magical house.
Wait a minute, that just saved them a step. Thanks, hon.
It's a trap for anybody that goes in there who does not have a guild hall.
I'm actually going to go check out my house because I know I have a couple of books strewn around.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about it. They just throw the book in their house, mm-hmm. don't think anything about it. We do, and we have actually spent time going
through. Thaddeus, I think of it this way. All the books are good. There is no bad books, okay?
Yeah. You're talking about the Knights of Freeport here. They probably have a book-burning party every weekend.
Know thy enemy. Read about them. How else are you supposed to know about them?
No. Then you're infected with propaganda, and you see evil propaganda comes in the smallest of forms, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be a traitor and turn into a Euros or a Pallid Mortis, so we can't have that.
that dirty footprint right there, that has sand from Kinos. Damn you!
Yeah, we don't have any rangers in our guild, so we probably wouldn't notice.
So let's see what I got here. By the way, hon, I just wanted to let you know that I've just invited Angela Coria back to the LOK if she starts playing on a regular basis again.
Okay.
Been punished enough. But anyway.
So yeah, we have... And we've had many people come to us. Hey, would you inspect our house? And there again, we never go alone. We take as many knights and stuff as we can with us. It's a great way to train our new pages. That's one of the other things we have. You know, a page comes in. Our lowest rank is a page. They are assigned to a knight. That knight trains them.
Mm-hmm.
On everything from saluting, because we do not bow, who you salute, what you patrols, everything. And it is up to that knight on whether you're promoted or not.
Yep.
You have to be recommended for it.
Let's see, the knight blood. I do have the black book, actually. Rel's creatures, I don't think how that could be construed as anything evil.
Oh, that's a cultist book.
Why the Grump Hated Frostfell? How's that?
Oh, that's an excellent book. Except for the ending sucks. We had to rewrite it.
Oh, I see. So, there's a book over here. I didn't even know I put a book
in. You had to rewrite the end of that book? Oh, my gosh.
Right, so the Grump
won. Of course. We don't want any, you know, weak Kinosian ideas infiltrating Freeport.
So when the player books come out, are you guys going to be creating some Knights of Freeport
propaganda books?
Definitely.
Oh, actually, yes. The first book I actually plan on creating is a field manual for all of the knights for whenever they first get recruited as page, just outlining some of the basic rules. And
yep, that's something we had planned too.
It's really a great thing. The other thing we need to, it's. The way we have things set up, there's things here or there that even out of character people don't... I find it amusing the way people use like their communicators and that sort of thing in their guild chats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have something that you can just hand to them, okay, this is how it goes. As I know, our communicators don't go past common lands.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
They are, you know, Freeport and the surrounding area. They can go pretty much as far as the crossroads in common lands. Anything after that is fuzzy. Once you get out of common lands itself, it's pretty much, it's nothing.
Hmm. See, we got the Academy of Arcane Sciences rejected badges.
Yep.
Budget cuts, everything like that.
I see.
We could go farther, but honestly, we found this to be quite interesting, fun and interesting. Yeah, you know, some people, their badges, you know, will work no matter where they are. Hmm. Ours don't.
Barak is saying that people should check out that you guys should check out Akisha's house just to see how the pages respond to the S&M room. Okay, well, I've checked out my house, and I don't think there's anything here that the knights would actually find offensive, except, of course, for the condition of the ancient room, which has been trashed, and there's, like, spider webs all over the place. But still. Oh, yeah, there is the hidden club next to my door. Wham! It's actually a trophy. Come on down to my house. Check it out. In a OOC sense, anyway.
Yeah, the Knights of Freeport would have cringed because I have a shrine to Aurolus in my place, too.
Mm-hmm. Illarissimar. But yeah, I want you guys to come down and check this out, just in an OOC fashion. Just tell me what you think.
Over at the J-Tiger, right?
J-Tiger, upstairs, last door on the right.
You can't miss it.
Well, Akesha's house, well, suppose, Kruger's but. House, actually, is going to be inspected pretty soon. We still have the basement to finish off.
But oh yeah, I got spider webs all over the place, everything. I do have paintings up, and they're all, you know, strewn about and off-center. I've got a couple of flags that are tattered and torn. And what I really need
is... calling me an occultist.
What the hell do you people call me?
We haven't decided yet, actually.
You've decided I'm not that I'm not a leech. No, he's not a vampire. He claims to be a forest spirit. Rowan, I love that. Thank you. What do you call Jethel? Sir! Thank you very much.
That's what it is around here. It's sir, yes, sir.
Your darkest lord and master will work, too. Thank you.
Yep.
If ladies, if you're real lucky, call me daddy.
I like Barak. We call him Ranger Down.
No, it's not Ranger Down. The Ranger battle cry is Avenge My Death.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, Avenge My Death! Boink, boink,
boink. Okay, well, technically, I can't follow Emar.
Why is that?
I am follow Bristlebane.
That's right. You've officially chosen... I do not follow a god.
Neither does Akasha.
And I've actually created a shrine to Illarissimar in the Legion of Kithacor Hall. I basically used the shrine to Methaniel, and I've altered it, you know, put... You know, heart-shaped pillows and flowers all around it and stuff. Oh, God, it's Nicola. Someone kill him, quick! Phantom, get him! Oh, no, Thaddeus found my hidden love nest.
Wow.
Don't drop the soap.
You need to improve this.
What's that?
You need to improve this.
This is a wood elf's love nest. I'm sorry. I don't have, you know, big fancy beds and stuff.
I don't see any twigs.
It is a giant bed with the leather padding and pillows and stuff. And sorry, this is Jethel's place. That's right. I don't have the Antonia Bill statue here anymore. See, in my... And my door to the guild hall is right here, so if I ever have to make a quick escape, I just dive into my secret room and hit the door.
Xanadai has
that actually
too.
A good idea.
Right next to her bed is the door to her guild hall.
And that tower of sparklies there, I figure, is a temporal rift. Or a spiritual rift, is how I roleplay.
Oh, nice.
Yep, I just lined up a whole mess of those sparkles. What the hell are they actually called? Let me see.
Sparkles.
Glittering temptations. I put a whole line of them almost up to the ceiling. Okay, got some orc pictures here. I don't think you actually... So what do you think? Is there anything actually in the room that you can roleplay go into that you would have a problem with outside of the fact that it's friggin' haunted by a phantom going around?
No, we wouldn't care about the phantom. There's nothing illegal about that.
But you know what's interesting? I found he doesn't go in the other room, ever. You know, if I had, you know, like a cat roaming around, the cat would make his way into the room occasionally. The phantom goes there, he comes over to the far wall, and he goes back, and that's it. And I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. For the front room, probably the only thing you'd be cited for is a fire hazard.
What, with the fireplace going?
And the broken furniture.
I didn't say but I no. used the room.
Basically, no, nothing in the front.
Angela Coria is telling me that she's concerned that they might find my stash of Play Elf magazine.
Or the Antonia blow-up doll.
Blow-up doll. I don't need a blow-up doll, hon. Thank you. But, yeah, I mean, I have Play Elf, the Girls of Long Shadow Alley. I mean, that's the issue that Akesha's in.
Oh, no.
Here, Nicola. Nicola, why don't you check out this magazine here? This look familiar to you at all?
She's not in it yet.
No, the Maiden's Fancy?
Yeah. We haven't actually done her yet. We did Trinity.
See, well, that's the easy thing, though. I can just use Trinity's model. No, wait. Trinity's not a Dark Elf. But
no.
I have done a Dark Elf. So, you know, the Dark Elf model. So I just use the same skin textures because I don't think you have a tattoo of any kind.
Nope, she doesn't. So, no, and she only has one scar, and that won't be visible because it's on her back.
Where the Jay Tiger's in North Freeport again, right?
Yes. Yep. It's right across from the banker.
Alfred was wondering where your place is at. I guess he wants to pick up a course so he can...
A courtesan?
A courtesan.
Ow, I just got a cramp in my jaw. What the hell's that about? Talking too much, I guess. I don't know.
Don't ask, don't tell.
That's our motto.
That's the only thing I can think of what would give you lockjaw.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh,
you are in a room with Thaddeus, you know.
No, I'm not, actually. He's not here. He used my escape route and went back to it. You know what I find interesting is that some outfits look better on guys than they do on girls. Like, Rowan is using... Let me inspect her here, and I'll link the shirt. Personally, I don't like this one on me. Or on male characters at all. But honestly, it looks like she's wearing a tube top. And it looks good on her.
I don't know. See, I don't much care for it. I believe that's what Akesha actually wears. Let me check it out.
And who was it?
Yeah,
Tamaril.
And I don't like it.
Tamaril wears this kind of green shirt, but... It almost looks like it has leather pads on the chest. And for a female character, that looks fantastic. You know, it looks like, you know, you have some kind of chest protector there or something like that. But on a guy, it looks kind of silly. I don't know. I think maybe the clothing should have different texture options for male and female. Of course, any of the graphics team listening, you know, they're like, no! No!
They're horrified right now.
Yeah, they should allow us to customize the colors on the clothing like they did in EverQuest 1 eventually.
Yeah, but what they have to do with that is they would have to go through every clothing texture in the game and make it grayscale. And just grayscale it. Because that's exactly what they did in EQ1. They grayscaled it, and then you just apply your tint.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how they did it. I just remembered that they did it.
Yeah, they had to grayscale the whole thing. I do like this room, though. I like the rafters up there and stuff. It's kind of cool. I should actually get some kind of rug that has a you know, that solid, and put like an attic up there.
And you also need a scarecrow in there, so if Akesha ever visits, she'll be freaked out.
I hate those things with a passion.
You know, it really would work with the room. I hate those things with a passion. I really do.
Oh, God. I was in the Clare de Morte Guild Hall this afternoon, and I'm just running through, and you know, I had been in there before, so I'd remembered little things. So I'm you know, having a little fun, nostalgic moment, and bam! There's a zombie in front of my face. Nice. I almost jumped right out of my chair.
Oh, before I forget, before we go any further, we do have a birthday. Angela Coria's birthday is this weekend, and is also their wedding anniversary. Unfortunately, I have been looking for the last hour to try to find that damn happy anniversary song. I can't find it, but we are going to have a visit from the birthday trolls as soon as I find them. Okay. So we are going to have a visit from the birthday trolls for Angela Coria. Congratulations. Here we go. Birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Nicola has never heard the birthday trolls before. and I'm afraid we actually we have to play it again, because I just got word that it's Fem's birthday on Friday.
Yay, Femmy!
Yay, Fem! Let's hear it from the birthday trolls again.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, well, happy birthday to Fem and Angela Coria. Angela Coria apparently going to be 35 years old, and it is going to be, it is, their 8th year anniversary. Angela Coria and Katrina. God, I hope it's Katrina. Katrina, yeah. From Restoration. Katrina from Restoration. So congratulations and happy birthday. And I honestly do feel a little bad playing the birthday trolls for Fem.
She's so ladylike.
Well, you know, Fem, Jethel has a thing about Fem. I mean, not I'm going to nail Fem. No. See, Jethel, to a point, is nostalgic, and he is old school. He was brought up that high elves are royalty. High elves are the royal classes of the elves. For most of his life, he has rebelled against that. Oh, high elves suck, you bastards. Oh, who's ever getting a lot of traffic there? Can you turn that down? Sorry. Sorry, but that's getting a little loud.
Oh, good luck. I'm in Vegas, so...
Oh, God. All right, well, anyway...
Are you out there starting fanfare early?
No, I live here.
No, he lives in Vegas.
Fanfare for him.
He lives in Vegas, so he can get a courtesan anytime he damn well wants to.
Well, yeah, I just have to go out to Nye County.
Hon, I want to go visit the Bunny Ranch. Yeah, bring a couple $1,000 with me, I know. But anyway, Jethel normally has no time for high elves. You're all a bunch of stuck-up bastards. But Fem has shown him kindness, you know, when Jethel was, you know, either depressed or upset. She's actually pulled him aside to see what the problem is. So he really looks up to her. And the old feelings of, you know, high elves are royalty does actually take over in him sometimes. Like we were role-playing while we were taking out Doomcoil a couple weeks ago. And I was playing it up. It's like, stay behind me, m'lady, I'll protect you. And then Doomcoil promptly flattens me. I don't know if I talked about this on last week's show, We're there in Doom Coil's, you know, place. I am not the only person here. We have, you know, six full groups of people in this room. I am nowhere near Doom Coil. Somehow, I don't even have him targeted. We got the thing, okay, spawning him, and, you know, triggering him in 5, 4, 3, Jethel's dead. What the hell? How did he
target? Close your eyes.
How somewhere, did he target me?
Somewhere, somehow, one of the developers long time ago said, you know,
if Jethel's in the room,
Silverwing finally gets to Doom Coil, I'm going to put this little script in here that he's going to be searching everybody in the room. And that will be his first hit. You know,
I just don't.
First to see if Jethel is in the room.
I didn't even have him freaking targeted. Just, okay, spawning him, pfft, dead. What the hell? And I said that in the raid channel. What the hell? Oh, boy. Anyway.
They take out the weakest first, you know.
Do you want me to go downstairs and show you who the weakest is?
I'm teasing.
Do you?
Don't.
Oh, what's this? What's this? There's a nice little button here on the guild.
No!
Target LK
Jenna. Oh, yeah. Hey, I've been through that.
Remove?
Just let me tell you, I've been through that.
Yours was a mistake.
Apparently,
see,
the is right next to remove.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I think they put that the safeguard on the remove button because I mentioned it on the show. When this happened.
No doubt.
God, I mean, it's a joke in the Legacy of Honor, apparently. When Clump gets mad at someone, you know, playfully or whatever, he'll demote them all the way down. So,
and he'll actually change the rank to, like, Elephant Poop Scooper.
Right, or something like that. But, so I, you know, Zan and I had, you know, said something. You know,
and mind you, I was the second to the highest rank.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you had said something in the Claymore channel that was, I know you were joking, you were being funny, but it was, you know, halfway insulting. And
yep.
I get a tell from Morian, demote her!
Yep.
I hit the wrong button.
Yep.
Not only did I hit the wrong button, I was trying to demote you all the way down to initiate, so I hit it multiple times.
And you removed Skyheart, too.
Yep,
Skyheart as well.
I removed Xanadite and Skyheart. You lost all of your status points.
Just over 500,000.
It's like, oh, God. Not the biggest blunder I've ever made in EverQuest, but I was
certainly
embarrassed.
One of the most memorable, because this is still coming up.
Yep.
And I haven't
certainly
been able
one of more. Of course, the worst blunder I ever did in EverQuest was actually a very, very bad cybersex mistell, which is actually what I based the Real Men of Norath, Mr. Cybertex mistell in guild chat. Yeah, that happened. That was me. I cannot repeat what I said. But let's just say. Let's just say it was exceedingly vulgar, because that's the way the girl wanted it. It was exceedingly vulgar, using C words. And shall we say, not normal sexual practices. Yeah. So, I all of a sudden, I mean, I felt myself going pale. I got a tell from my friend Taryn, who was it's like, did you really want to say that in guild chat? And then I scrolled up and I saw what I put there and I almost passed out. I lost all the color in my face. I mean, I really lost blood in my face so badly, I almost passed out. It was like, oh, fuck me. Actually, if I had said, oh, fuck me, it would have been great. Oh, how, Barack, how I wish it would have involved peanut butter and ratongas.
It was much worse.
Yeah, I'm being told don't give Teddy's any ideas about changing the ranks. the name of the ranks because Mask is pretty sure he'll be demoted down to fur rug.
Yeah, I see there's a car that agrees with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sending a message to Akesha. Say, this is pretty much what I said.
Oh, gee. Thaddeus, you're not out there holding a sign saying honk for Freeport, are you?
That's bad. Yeah.
Is that bad?
I can just see that popping up in Guildjet. That is a conversation stopper there.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I lost two people in the guild over that one.
You know what? I don't doubt it. I'm surprised you only lost two.
But luckily, there was only like five people on at the time. And this is at a time where the Legion of Kithagor had 100 members. And I don't mean alts. I don't mean alts. The Legion of Kithagor in EQ1 had 105 members at our peak. And that's when we invaded Nariak. And that's the invasion of Nariak, of course, is where the lore people in EQ2 took the fall of Cauldron Hollow from. I'm glad I could affect lore like that. Thank you. But yeah, we had 105 members at the time. Like, oh god, how many people are on? Only five. What, make that three? Crap. God. Oh god, now Skyanna wants to know what I said.
Actually, I'm getting a couple people who want to know. Yes.
If you guys want to know, you can send me five plat, and I'll send you a
tell. Yes, Maureen, I will tell you it was that bad. Maureen says, okay, I'm curious. Tell me. I know Maureen, she'll faint.
Anyway.
Start charging them.
Really I have said stuff to Maureen where she stops talking for like a half an hour. And I'm like, oh god, I've pissed her off.
I've had her get up and walk away from her computer before.
Oh yeah.
And it's just because you can mention a tiny little thing and really she she gets flush.
Oh yeah, she gets so embarrassed so easily. And you know how Jethel is. Jethel's a compulsive flirt. And I make no bones about it. And I said something to her, you know, I was giving her a little rub down or, you know, rubbing her shoulders or something like that, playfully, whatever. And I had said something flirtatious to her, and she stopped talking. I thought she went link dead. Then, no, she's not link dead. She's not disappearing. And she came back like a half an hour later or something like that. I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I had to reboot my brain.
Yeah.
Her brain shut. She had a blue screen in her brain because I completely blew her mind. Ugh. God, I'm getting tells now, too. Anyway. Okay, folks, that and other situations will be available when the books come out.
In detail.
The Adventures of Jethel Silverwing.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people wanting to buy that book. The Racy Adventures of Jethel Silver.
Folks, all you got to do is go to kithacore.org, go to discussions, and then the forum. And then you go into the erotic library. I think I actually have that in French. Let me check that out. But
you
go to our erotic library, most of which was written by Akesha.
By me.
Forum.kithacore. You can just go to forum.kithacore.org. See, I think I actually wrote that in French, just because it sounded better. Bibliotic Erotic, or something like that. It's basically the erotic library, but it's in French. You know what? We actually have a new story in there.
I saw that. I haven't had a chance to read it, but
it was a girl
a
who
started to
who applied for the guild. She applied for the guild and asked me about posting in that forum. I said, yeah, as long as there's no rape involved, go right ahead. And there was in the story that she had originally written, and she had me read it, and I made some suggestions. And I'm like, nah, I'm sorry, I have to stick to these rules. There's no rape involved in the stories. So she toned it down a little bit and posted it, but then I guess something happened in real life and she had to stop playing the game, so she never actually came to the guild. But her story's there. It's called The Odd Welcome Home. I only have one story in there. That's the Veil Watcher.
Mm-hmm. I have another one started. I am getting a lot of people asking me for more. So apparently I do a decent job with them.
You do. I like your stories. Mine's actually pretty tame. But as I note in the first lines of it, this really happened in-game to between myself and one of the female members of the original Legion of Kithacor. This was long before I met Elquin.
I tend to base my little stories on my characters, but they aren't my characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's one it's a monk. It's based around Zan and her attitude and how she is, but it's not her.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's just because that's what I know. I'm familiar with her as a character, so I tend to use her in a lot of stories. At some point I might do one, around the base of Akasha.
Right.
And no, it's not going to involve an ogre. I tell you how many people I get asking about that. We were in Gilchath last night, night before last, and it was absolutely hysterical because. We were role-playing it out to, he had carried her home, and he had taken her up to bed just to tuck her in, and we moved out of Guild Chat at that point, because we didn't want to bother anybody. I cannot tell you how many tells I got going, wait a minute. And I'm like, what? And it's, well, curious minds want to know. They're like, that's just not right.
No, it's not. It's not right.
We worked it out in character. Everything we've done, we've worked out in character. It's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
Doc was wondering that himself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how. I mean, well, I can imagine that the Knights of Freeport would not allow open flirtation and stuff like that. I mean, you'd probably have a take it, get a freaking room law or something like that. But
things are much different with Thaddeus than they are with like Karthavor. Akasha started out as Kruger's page.
Mm-hmm.
And if Karthavor had found out, because I did talk to him out of character about it even, if he had found out about their relationship before she was a knight, they both would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
In a heartbeat. It would have been really bad. They both would have been punished severely. There's little things that we've done between Akasha and Kruger now, especially since they're both promoted, and Teddy's doesn't have too much of an issue with that. It's not like they're openly flirting in the middle of the guild hall. But, if they're caught holding hands for a minute or something, no one's going to freak out. Where under Karthavor, yeah, he really would have.
But, in the Legion of Kithuar, don't got a problem with it at all, folks. You're founded by a wood elf. If it weren't for the modesty of others, Jethel would go around naked all the time.
Oh, God.
Yep. He would.
Just the image of that has just scared me.
one of the things that we've been talking about in the Narathian Home Show forums and stuff, making suggestions to developers, is signs for the guild halls. You know how you have different items that you mouse over and you get a pop-up and it has a description? Well, having signs like that you can customize would be very nice. And one of the signs that I would put in the LOK guild hall is one on either of the stairs coming down to our quote-unquote recreation area. Clothing is optional and not recommended. Now, this is where we have our sleeping quarters, our sitting rooms, and our spa. And, well, our prison, but, I just had no other place to put it. It's like, oh my God, they put me in prison and they're naked! Is this a prison or a weird sex video?
Did you see what Masu said in jail?
Remember Legion of Kithacor, originally founded by a pimp? No. Jethel is not a pimp, but I do not whore out my women. However, Lyra is now in my sauna, so I'm going to go ahead and get comfortable with Lyra. Hi there, Lyra. How you doing? Nope, you can't get out that way. She's trying to get out through the vampiric mirror. I just have it up there so it looks like the room is steamy from the outside. But you actually get in and out by the shower area. Now, Alfred, is here in our hot tub in some kind of alien form. What the hell form is this?
It's one of the void beasts, isn't it? Those void creatures?
It's a void creature of some kind, I think. But it just looks wrong. I don't want you in my hot tub like that. Sword of the Void, he says. So, yeah. Anyway. So, any shout-outs you guys want to give? We're coming to the end here. Any shout-outs?
Actually, I'm actually going to let Thaddeus know right now the fact that the report I've been working on all day long, I have finally finished, and I'm about to post it.
Aha.
Oh, wow. It took you long enough.
It's probably one of the hardest reports I've ever had to write.
Now, what is this a report of?
It's actually a report that Akesha Wolf was told to write last night, when it was like 4 in the morning. So she fell asleep and didn't get the report finished. But it's a report on Nikolai and anything they need to know about him. But it's definitely not an easy one for her to write. It's literally has taken me all day.
Do the Knights of Freeport at this point know that it wasn't Nikolai that had abducted you?
I'm sure there's at least some inkling of it for the fact of he's messing with her now. She knows it's not at this point.
Okay.
But it really hasn't gone a whole lot farther than that. But yeah, she's pretty much figured it out, being the fact that he's come after her now.
Who is the Dark Stranger? What will he do next? Is anyone safe?
That was just it. He let her do it all to herself.
I just screwed with her mind a little bit.
A little bit? You tried to feed her husband. Told her he was dead. Had apparent proof of it. Had her drugged out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
I still say you should have eaten it. I mean, if your husband died for you, you might as well get some sustenance out of it.
She was at the point. She just.
Oh yeah, I was. Jethel, being what he is, he has certain things that he can do if he gets hold of someone's blood, or whatever, or has some kind of a strong connection to him. You know, any one of Jethel's lovers have had, you know, he knows telepathy with him and stuff like that. Anyway, but don't give Jethel your blood if you don't know what he's going to do with it. I can fuck with Akesha so badly. But we played out the other day, actually. You know, Jethel walks by the hall and senses Akesha at rest.
Yep.
And he starts thinking of things to do to her. And it's like, all right, you gotta fuck with her. Wait a minute. What the hell's that? She's pregnant. God.
Yep.
Damn it! He will not screw with her while you're pregnant.
Which unfortunately is a bonus to Nikolai, because now he can cause her even more torture, because now he has more than one thing. Right now, even though he can't get to her physically, he can get in her head. But not only that, he can stress not only her but the babies into causing problems.
Hmm.
Which he regularly tries.
Wow. I'm not going to screw with Akesha while she's pregnant. That's just, you know, Jethel does have some kind of moral faculty to him. It's like, no, the baby hasn't done anything to me. You know,
Yet.
Once it does, yet. Though, that kid's dead.
Twins, even.
But, Mask Jr.? Sorry, pal, but... I don't know what you look like in real life, you know, outside of your little Karen illusion. But Mask, I know Mask when I see him.
He looks exactly like Mask, except for he has both eyes and a tail.
Yep.
But yeah, with Mask, same thing as Akesha. Don't let Jethro get a hold of your blood if you don't know what he's going to do with it. And I poked your eye out. It's like, you know, Mask sitting in the claymore or in Iron Toes or whatever the hell it was the other day, sitting there as a human and just looking at him. Mm-hmm. Make your move. I know. I'm just waiting for you to do something because I don't want people to tackle me again. That was too funny, though. It's Mask!
Oh, that's great.
It's Mask! And I start running. I'm throwing tables out of the way, and Mask is like, run, boy, run!
And Junior was calling for the guards.
The actual Mask is in I Am With Me, and she says, oh, poor Tonga.
And friggin', you know, Mask Junior is like, he's gonna eat me!
I love Mask Junior. He's hysterically funny.
Oh, God.
You should have seen it the other day. There was a bug in the guild hall.
Mm-hmm.
He's running screaming all over the place.
He's afraid of bugs?
It was a big bug.
He was. It was a big bug. Kesha comes in, she's like, what? It's a bug.
He runs off
and he gets the creature conjurer and takes one of the women, one of the Valkyries, charmed it, and he brought it out to kill the bug.
Mm-hmm.
So he's yelling to the stupid woman. Well, the stupid woman, Valkyrie, turns around, he lost the charm, and it started to beat the crap out of him.
So I can just see it now.
Killed it. Oh, it was hysterical.
See, I
Kesha
like
killing the Valkyrie.
I like Rotongas because they're just they can just get into the most slapstick, stupid things.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. It is the best race for it.
I love it.
The stupid part was the fact of, you know, we're trying to get this bug out of here. I don't have trustee rights to take it out, so this thing is still here. We're still laughing about it. He goes and he gets another Valkyrie.
Oh, God.
Didn't you learn from the last one that just beat the crap out of you? It says, can't you control your women?
No.
The last one that just beat the crap out of you. He did it again. He didn't learn the first time.
Apparently not. Okay, well, we're going overtime here. Taddeus, you want to shout out to anyone?
Yeah, I'll shout out to Legacy of Honor for being awesome. Vagabond Knights for being really awesome, especially Shard, whose anti-propaganda efforts were just hilarious.
What did she
and,
do?
What did she do? Oh, well, we posted propaganda about Kino's supporting werewolves. So she replied with counter-propaganda in the same style that we had,
mm-hmm.
saying Antonia Bell is a Bigfoot and Klump is a kobold. And it was hilarious. You got to check it out on Town Square. It was great. And shout-out to all the guildies in Knights of Freeport. They've really made the guild a super awesome place to roleplay.
Well, you don't want to shout-out to the Legion of Kithagor, you bastard.
They're evil. Oh, yes. And Salvius for his patriotic thoughts of the day.
Nice. Akesha, anyone else you want to shout out to besides letting your commanding officer know that you got that report done?
Hey, that was important. It will save Akesha's butt having this report done.
Elquin, anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Just everybody in the LOK. I do want to remind everybody that next week we're going to have the one, the only, the Spider Bite with
Spider Bite with, oh, God, the Festival of Unity is what, next week? Week after?
I'm pretty sure, because I know I'm running a few events.
Yep, May 31st, Sunday, May 31st, in Antonica, the Festival of Unity. Thursday, I believe, at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, we are going to be having Find the Drunken Dwarf. That's where they have it in the schedule, so that's where we're going to be. And Dufu,
We'll be the drunken
Wouldn't it
dwarf.
Be harder to find the sober dwarf?
Yeah, probably.
No! I'm going to be blind, stinking drunk! I'm going to be somewhere in Antonica, and you'll have to find me! Ha-ha!
Oh, well. But, Tuesday, the 26th, yes, we will have Spider-Bite with us. Tuesday, May 2nd, during my show, we will be broadcasting live from the Festival of Unity for whatever event it happens to be running during that time. I know last year it was the Fey Iron Chef, and we will announce winners and stuff like that. It's always a good time. Now, Thaddeus, the Knights of Freeport don't have any plans to come screw with us, do they?
I think you lost him.
Whoop, there we
yeah, I think whoop, he. I think he kind of went poof.
Oh, that's okay.
Knights of Freeport won't be showing up.
All right.
If they do, they'll be in disguise and they'll be good about it.
All right.
We're very big on the fact of we're not going to disrupt this.
Okay, that's good because if you did, we'd have to retaliate during the Festival of Chaos or the whatever chaos thing you guys have.
Yeah.
And yes, Jethel will be up for auction again this year. I'm gonna try not to get poisoned and dragged off to Freeport again, but
I just might put Zan up.
Oh God, you're gonna get outbid than me then. But, who won last year? Skyheart. Skyheart was a big winner last year, wasn't she?
I think so. I know I didn't go up last year.
Now Skyheart, of course, you know that's just because she was running around naked. But
yeah, she streaked it. Yeah. She streaked it.
I think Xanadai and El Quindena should go streaking this year.
That'd be interesting.
I'll go in.
I'm up for it.
I'll go
we
in.
We could have the girls streaking contest. I don't know.
There you go.
The Legion of Kithacor Streak Fest is what we'll have. Legion of Kithacor Streak Fest. And Rowane, I hope Rowane will be going for the lawn dart drop again. She won the lawn darts last year. All right. Well, that's the... Oh, yeah. Let's see. Do I have anyone I want to shout out to? Tamaril. We've been role-playing lately. I like her. She's good. With the whole werewolf thing going on. Last night, she got hit with a dart full of poison of some kind, and now she's permanently a werewolf. At least until it gets cured. But anyway... Tamaril, Morian. I love role-playing with Morian. Morian, Zan, Skyheart, y'all need to just come back to the Legion of Kithacor, and that's all there is to it. And I miss you guys. Anyway.
Well, we are awesome.
Well, yeah, there is that, too. No, it's just, I find it so frustrating. So everyone that I've loved role-playing with over the last year has gone to freaking Freeport. I don't want to fight you guys. but I will tear your jaws out.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love that attack that I came up with, you know, when Trinity was kidnapped. I love that attack. This Jethel extends his two, you know, his ring finger and his middle finger. Uppercuts right into the jaw. Wrap my fingers around your jawbone and I'll tear it right out of the socket. Don't screw with the Jethel. and I'll do it too. If Thaddeus and Jethel ever go eye to eye, you damn straight I'm going to do an uppercut on him. And I'm fast. Oh,
but now he knows it's coming.
Damn. Don't tell.
Probably not right this second because he's. Just now getting back into his computer.
Don't tell Krugger about that attack.
you would have a hard time reaching his jaw.
If I could puncture his mandible, I think I'd actually have to scale him.
Yeah.
And put my friggin' feet on his shoulders to try to take his jaw out. That is one big ass ogre.
Yeah, he's very big.
He's bigger than Clump is.
Yep, he actually is quite a bit bigger than Clump.
Yeah, I thought Clump was a big ass ogre. Oh my god!
Nobody messes with Akesha just because of who she's married to.
I'll mess with her.
Kruger does not. I mean, he goes into a panic if she gets a hangnail.
Sissy. He's a pussy ogre.
He protects her like you would not believe. I mean, it's
because you're his little snuggle bunny.
Snuggle bunny. That's what he calls her.
God.
He is wrapped so far around her finger, it's not even funny.
I can see you now. And Mass called me ugly.
Come here, you!
He would. He would. The other day, Mass just kind of looked at her funny. He picked Mask up and threw him across the room and gave him a concussion.
Well, anyone can throw Mask across the room. Anyway.
Yeah, and he stepped on him.
Oh, well, that's, you know, if I step on Mask, you know, I'll probably hurt him a little bit, but...
Yeah, Kruger cracked a few ribs.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Okay, folks, that's the end of the show for this week. I mean, we could probably go on and on and on and on and on, but I don't want to. My throat is getting tired. I already got one cramp in my jaw earlier today. God, I don't know what the hell that was about. But anyway, that's the end of the show. If you have any requests for the next hour, go ahead and say them in the chat channel or send me a private tell. I'll do what I can. So we're going to go ahead and do my ending shtick here. And just to appease Lyra, I will play the 12 Days of Frostfell. Just because I'm feeling nice. See, she even requested it. There we go. All right, folks, that's the end of the show for this week. Gentle Silverwing Show for May 19th, 2009. We've been talking to the evil bastards of Norath. Oh, the Knights of Freeport.
Uh-huh.
The total bastards of Norath. Good night, everyone.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Fiddlebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.